أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نواية الأربعين، نواية الاعتكاف، نواية الخلوة، نواية العزلة، نواية الرياضة، نواية السلوك. لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد: أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. As we said in the previous session that if the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying as much as he can to be in the to be very to advance and progress to reach the utmost nearness to the divine presence by too much qiyam,
night vigils,
and by contemplation and by meditation. So بكثرة القيام والتأمل والمراقبة في وقت السحر. In the time of night, in too much doing prayers and night vigils and contemplation, meditation in the time of where everyone is sleeping and he is awake and he is worshipping his Lord, which is very important to do that. But we have to be careful, as Sayyidina Umar gave us a lesson when he saw all these delegation entering into accepting him and listening to his orders and accepting what he is showing them of Islam. He said, little bit of that pride entered into my heart, uzuk and arrogance. So I immediately, to break my ego down, I carry that pitcher of clay jar on my shoulder to teach my ego that, look, don't raise your head. Wherever you are going to be, I am still Umar, the one that is carrying the jar. Even if I am the leader, it doesn't mean anything in Allah's presence. We are all servants. So, O servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom you are at night vigils, worshipping your Lord, be careful when the delegations of arrogance and pride that your ego has pictured up to you as an image. Because the ego will show you a pleasurely entertainment or pleasurely desire that, oh, look, you are worshipping, you are praying, no one is doing like you. So it will whisper in your heart, and Shaitan will be supporting it with all the power that needed to make you to see as if there are delegations of angels coming to you, but in reality they are not. They are delegations of your self-imagination to make you to be happy. And then when you begin to feed the ego to be happy, it will trick you, like what Adam did, what Iblis did to Adam. So I'm going to give you the best of your worship now, because Adam was worshiping in paradise. What is in paradise? There is nothing except making sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and taking pleasure from paradise. So Iblis came, he wants to trick him. He said, I'm showing you shajaratul khuld, the tree of abundance, eternity. So he tricked him. So what he did? He ate. So your ego, when you are in that state, status of worshipness, the ego comes and attacks you and say, oh, I'm going to give you the best. Eat from this. That's why Sayyidina Umar, when he saw these delegations coming, he immediately was feeling that pride and arrogance in himself. Immediately he dropped it down and carried a jar. So when these delegations that the ego make you to see them, picture them, make them as imagination, they come to you, false reception. And there are many leaders today, not leaders, political leaders, but many senior murids of the sheikh, they begin to think they become so highly able to connect with the sheikhs directly, their hearts, because the ego is tricking them. It's trying to make them to imagine that they are connected. And many of them, you go check on the internet, you see, they are posting things that we saw, that we saw this dream, we saw ourselves sitting here on this throne, under the throne, making sajda here, getting from Prophet messages, getting this, getting that. Or some of them, they say, oh, now I'm connecting, now I am receiving, listen to me. You see, you don't see these people like that. They are, and then they don't only speak English or Arabic, they twist their language, their tongues, to speak Turkish Arabic or Turkish English. Because Maulana is Turkish, so they want to make sure that their tongue is twisted to show that the Sheikh is already dressing them. You see many of them like that. You heard that? Yeah? Mm-hmm. You saw that before? Little bit. It's more than little bit. When they sit and they begin to speak, they twist their tongue to make it Turkish sound. That is the ego. That's what we say in Arabic. Be careful from the wufud al-ujb wal-ghurur, the delegations of pride and arrogance, التي صورتها النفس لذلك العبد.
Which the ego has portrayed for that servant.
Which the ego has portrayed to that servant who is sitting and praying. Because through meditation, muraqabah is the most difficult. Muraqabah is the most difficult connection that you can make. So when someone sits for muraqabah, it's good. And that's why he has to train himself, be under training from the sheikh, because sometime it might take him, deviate him from the real goal. Instead of beginning to go through muraqabah to the sheikh, he begins to make muraqabah to his ego. That is very sensitive, that's very careful there. So as soon as he begins to do the muraqabah to the sheikh, shaitan deviates him, so muraqabah goes to the shaitan. So shaitan will trick him there. That's why muraqabah is something that has two sides of the sword. There are many many different beliefs that they do muraqabah, meditation. And their meditation is very technical and very strong exercise that they do. But still has limits. Even Allah is merciful. He gives everyone. But it has limits. Through muraqabah they can reach a limit where they can transform themselves into this whole world. They are able to move. and to reach anywhere on this world, but I cannot reach heaven. Heaven has to be with belief in the message of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the last messenger, the seals of prophets, has to be with Islam in order that we can reach higher and higher level of meditation. So Buddhists, they make meditation. Hindu, I don't know, the Hindu, they make meditation, but Zen Buddhists, they make meditation. Many other beliefs, which I don't know, they are experts in that, they know, they make meditation. But to whom? Meditation has to be to the Shaykh, from the Shaykh to Prophet, from Prophet to Allah. The final goal is Allah to meditate on His creation. That's why Prophet ﷺ said when he passed by Sahaba, he asked them what you are contemplating. He said, we are contemplating or meditating to our Lord. We are connecting there. He said, no, there is far. Don't do that. Meditate with Allah's creation. تفكروا في خلق الله. Think. What تفكروا في خلق الله? Contemplate or meditate on Allah's creation, because it guides you to the oneness. Because everything around you guides you. Who created this one? Allah. Who created that one? Allah. Who created that tree? Allah. Who created that mountain? Allah. So everything shows you the oneness of Allah, the Creator. So there contemplate. You contemplate about your Lord. How possible you can do that? Even you cannot understand yourself, you want to understand that. It needs, there is a way. When you reach Maqam al-Mushahada, yes, then at that time, when you reach the level of witnessing or vision, yes, at that time you'll be able to connect your heart there. But until you reach there, what Sayyidina Bilal has reached, not everyone can reach there. And that needs a lot of training, a lot of seclusion. So what happened is that when this arrogance and pride comes at night, where the ego portrays to you these illusions and make them as if they are real, and it will make that servant of Allah think that he became genuine. That is the sickness of all of us, that we think ourselves we are genuine. We speak on behalf of our Shaykh, we are genuine ones. You like to speak on behalf of Shaykh? Yes, well, it's okay. We said it many times, we can't do that. You are an ambassador of the Shaykh, you are one of the Shaykh's murids, you have right to bring more people. But you are not genuine. You are still a pebble. Pebbles, you are not yet diamond. Genuineness is difficult. Because when you go to a ring, you want to buy a diamond ring, they say to you, this is genuine diamond. It's not zircon. Is genuine. Say, do you have a loop? They say, no, need a loop. For what a loop? I need a loop. No. Don't need a loop. Okay, if you want a loop, let me clean then the ring. They take the ring, clean it. They have special tools to clean the diamond. Put it in water, and I don't know what they do, and then shining, polishing. And then they give to you. So why you didn't clean it from beginning? The ego, when you begin to debate with the ego knows that that now she cannot be tricked anymore. The ego wants now to say, okay, you need polish. You are not genuine as I portray to you. Let me polish you. And you'll be happy, the ego is polishing. He's, don't say, oh, let my sheikh polish me. Say, okay, polish. Because it wants to trick you more. Shaitan wants to trick you more. So polish you a little bit, decorate you a little bit with some fake ornament, and then give you the loop. Okay, that's the loop now. You look, oh, what is this? All scratches and like someone on his hand, what you say, this? Wounds.
Scars.
All this ring is become scars on it. Because now you have the loop. There is no any more tricks there. You are putting your arrogance down. You are using the loop of the sheikh. He's giving you and you are checking. Allah, it's not as I thought. I'm not genuine. But still you cannot say to people that you are not genuine. You still cheating them and say, oh, I'm that senior one. Follow me. Okay. All of us. Not you only, me, you, him, everyone. If Sayyidina Adam was falling was tricked by Shaitan, we are not going to be tricked and we are going to get upset if we say that the truth. Only Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, never. That is al-insan al-kamal, perfect human being. So that servant of Allah think himself that now he is the genuine abid worshipper. Eh? There is no one above him now. فَتُنْسِيهُ رَبُّهُ وَتَعْشَعَلُهُ تَابِعًا لِهُوَهُ. It make him to forget about his Lord. You were worshipping your Lord. What happened to you? Now you are following your ego. It makes him to forget that he is worshipping his Lord and make him only think that following what the ego wants. That's what Allah said to Adam. Don't eat from this tree. Shaitan came say, eat from this tree. You are going to be eternal. So what happened? He forgot about the order of the commandment of his Lord, the order of his Lord. He accepted the order of Iblis. He thought that he is doing the right, he's genuine. Sayyidina Adam is a prophet, ma'asum. Even he did that, he is not going to be asked. فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ رَبُّ. Allah forgive him. Forgave him. It's okay. But we are not. So there is where is the trick of Iblis, the trick of the self, is to make you genuine where diamond where you are still a pebble. And that sickness is spread through mostly through senior murids of Sheikh. Representatives, me and everyone. There is no one out of it. It's impossible, because always you are under training. You are always under tests. They test you. Even you are a professor, PhD, still they test you in the universities, right? Still you have to give them paperwork, every year. The doctors they have to attend every year. Doctor, you don't need to attend conferences every year?
No.
Why?
The education.
If you they don't attend conferences, they I think their license will be under problem, jeopardized. Yep. Isn't that? They want them to keep studying and learning more because they know they you cannot because they might forget. Senior murid has to keep advancing and advancing and advancing. So there is this sickness, which is true in everyone. But those who say to themselves, yeah, I am sick, I have this problem. Ghurur and ujub, arrogance and pride, and I think myself genuine. And tell his followers, I'm not genuine. I'm only guiding you to the sheikh's door. Finish, my job is that. I'm worse than you. And that's why you see people when they come and they say, you hear them, I hear them. They say, oh, we took bay'ah with that sheikh, with our sheikh. Who's your sheikh? It's so and so. He's one of these representatives. And he cannot give bay'ah to himself. He's going to give bay'ah to you. He cannot connect himself. Although he has a permission from sheikh. Why? Because there is a wisdom out of it. Because Sheikh wants to connect everyone. As soon as that person gave bay'ah, your connection is with the Sheikh directly. Finish. That one is on the side. And that's what I was explaining yesterday. It was not also on this. There are sub stations. From very lower station to high station of connections to the Sheikh. And that's why we said there are, how many you counted them? Different levels of Awliya Defensive Technology, ADT. So, ADT is American Defensive Technology, this alarm system company. It's Awliya Defensive Technology. That's, yeah, the sub-zero, you know sub-zero, freezing fridges, freezing senior murids that they keep you cold, they freeze you to keep you on the line, but I cannot defreeze themselves and then defreeze you later. They become like rigid, huh? Cannot move, they are frozen. They can put you on the sub-zero, yes, but they cannot defreeze you anymore. It's malfunctioning. So they have to tell you, oh, you want to be defreezed, you have to put, change the temperature. You have to put it higher. So go to a higher station. If you stay with them, you are always frozen. Cannot move. You don't know where you are now. And there are many of them. So what happened is that they give you the what he was saying just before where we arrived yesterday. He said to the grass. Yeah, they are at the grass outside looking for who is coming to the house. Still outside. They take care of you outside, but you cannot come inside the house. There is the hallway, there is the door, there is the room inside. So ADT can have a camera outside, can monitor you, but doesn't care if the thief come or not come, it's outside. You need an ADT, a higher upgradable contract with ADT in order to monitor you inside the hallway, to monitor who is coming, who is not coming. And then inside the house where you are reaching the door, and then from the door to that main sheikh, who is أنا مدينة العلم وعلي بابو. I am city of knowledge and Ali is the door. To reach that inside where is the Sheikh is sitting by order of Prophet ﷺ. inheriting from Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So you need a higher station, a higher upgraded awliya defensive technology in order that you will be entering inside. So this don't let the ego trick you to say you are genuine. We are still all of us outside, trying to go inside. Go to the murid comes, student first comes, say, look to him, I am a teacher, okay, I'm teaching you. I have certain level. This is my level. I cannot cross my limit, Adam. Why? Sayyidina Jibril, he is the head of angels. When he was accompanying Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, with every level they were reaching, they were asking, Ya Jibril, who is with you? When he was entering, knocking at the door, first heaven, second heaven, third heaven, what Jibril was saying? Huh? What Jibril was saying? This is Sayyidina Muhammad, this is Muhammad, he's been invited. They asked him, is he being invited? He said, yes, they opened the door. Enter first heaven with discipline. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam needed a permission, and Jibril has to tell the angels, open, because Muhammad is with me, he's been invited. What you think yourself? You are genuine? Only one is genuine, is Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he never said, no, I will not take a guide. He accepted guidance of Jibril alayhi salam. He went from first to second. He was dressed with these tajalli, with these manifestations of Allah's beautiful names and attributes. Decorated, until he reached the seven heavens. Where Jibril said, Ya Muhammad, that's my limit. I cannot anymore move. You go by yourself. Now, it's okay now. You can. I cannot go. And Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah knows. Ibn Shaykh said that he went 500,000 years distance. 500,000 years distance to reach where he has to reach. And Allah knows best. And awliya Allah, they give you something that you can understand what is 500,000 years, in order to make it easy to you to understand how far it is that Prophet moved. There is no time there. There is no distance there. But they give you that in order to understand. And he went inside. That's okay then. Because he is genuine. Sayyidina Jibril didn't say to him, no, we stop here, finish, that is the end of it. He said, no. I cannot move from here. You move. You go by yourself. I brought you to where needed to be brought. Finished. My job is finished. That's why substations has to say to the other, there is another station, you go there. There another station, go there. Another station, go there. Until they reach to become genuine, to be ready to meet with the genuine one, who is the Sheikh. Inheriting from Prophet. You know, when the plane is flying, where is Ahmed Fuad? When the plane is flying, there are these, what you call them? Stations that they are monitoring the flight. No.
No, the air traffic control.
Yeah, air traffic control. In different areas where it's moving.
Air traffic control centers.
Yeah, there are people there, yeah? Mm-hmm. And you can see on the map when you are traveling on the flight, you say that that's where there is one traffic control, the plane is passing through. And to keep the keep, huh? No. They keep following the plane where it is going. It is going from one station to another. They follow. They accompany to that station, then to go to another, then to go like telephone sells mobile telephone. You have from one station tower to another tower. If there is no other tower, no, you cannot reuse the mobile phone. For aeroplanes, they must have towers everywhere in order to follow the plane. There are substations to the ship in order to follow the traffic where the murid is moving. And from one substation to another, one to another, until reaching the presence of the sheikh. Even if you are in the presence of the sheikh, you still need his substations. Don't jump directly. That's why I said it many times. Grand Sheikh, Maulana Sheikh Nazim, may Allah bless him, give him long life. One time he called me and my brother, were young in Grand Sheikh's time, and he said, from now on, don't go directly to Grand Sheikh. Come to me. Ask me, I accompany you. He's teaching him. So, we are not genuine. The Sheikh is the genuine. And that's what is the most important. So, the self, the ego, makes you to think that you are genuine. What happens? You become feeling peacefulness and tranquility with your ego, trusting it. So when you trust it, you feel relaxed. That time it tricks you. Like Adam, he trusted Iblis when he said to him, eat from the tree. What happened? He tricked him. This is Aynul Khatar.
The source of danger.
This is the danger itself, the source of danger, but that translation, as he said yesterday, source of oppression. But it's not correct translation. Aynul Khatar or Aynul Zulm is like the cyclone or the hurricane, tornado. They say the eye of the hurricane. The deep center of the hurricane, the most dangerous. This is Aynul Khatar or Aynul Oppression or Aynul Zulm is the center or the eye of the oppression or the eye of the or the eye of danger, means it's the eye of the storm or the eye of the hurricane. It's the most dangerous one. The epicenter. That epicenter is the dangerous. That is the epicenter when you become trusting your ego. Who doesn't trust his ego? All of us, we trust and we feel relaxed. That's why we cannot accept anyone other opinion, only our opinion. Our only what we are thinking is right, everyone is wrong. No way, you cannot convince anyone that they are wrong. They say, no, you are wrong. Even if they feel shy to tell you in your face, they keep in their heart, what he's speaking about. Like lecturers, they go and lecture the audience. As the lecturer is lecturing, he think himself, everyone is listening, understanding. Well, if he has a loop or he has a telescope, he will see all of them. They are trusting their egos. They don't care what he is saying. Well, after they wake up like that, They have some question already ready made. This is what we are falling into, the trap of shaitan. That is the epicenter of the danger and the epicenter of oppression. When the desire enter in the worshipness. So when you begin trusting Iblis and trusting your ego, so ego ask you a question, give you a trick now. So out of your love to yourself, that you are genuine and relaxing and trusting the ego, you answer its question. That is the desire. Your worldly desire. And that's why you begin to give excuses and about yourself, to yourself, you give excuses of why you are doing this or why you are doing that. And not only that, you go above one station, you begin to say that your sheikh has done this, I have to do it. Why my sheikh did it and I have no right to do it? You begin to accuse wrongly and wrongfully, telling people's murids to excuse yourself for doing that. You begin to tell those who doesn't have any new ones, you tell them, oh no, it's accepted, this is the sheikh did that. And they said, okay, the sheikh did that, he helped you to do it also. Yeah? So shaitan was helping Adam alayhi salam to eat from the tree, showing him all kind of support. So we become shaitans to ourselves because we begin to give excuses, false excuses, even we are making it up. We make it up in order those new ones fall into our traps and we catch them. We catch them. Cheating them. And these new ones are what we say, pure, they don't know nothing. Innocent. That's what it means. Your soul is innocent. It's pure. Allah created you on innocence. Yuladul insanu ala al-fitra, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. That human being is born on innocence. All of us, we are born on innocence. That soul is still pure, cannot be darkened. But it's veiled with our amal. So don't give excuses, false excuses to yourself and make the soul to suffer. That is the oppression. That's why life dropped down, as we explained last time. Our life is shortened because we are oppressing our soul by the action of the ego and the action of the body. That's why they have now these universities, what you call mind, body and soul. They have these new centers and there are new knowledge coming out now, mind, body and spirit, mind, body and soul. They understanding there is no way to be away from spirituality. Sufism is important for everyone's life. So don't give false excuses. Don't be innocent when you are falling into the deep of a valley. Someone who is in a dumpster, and he looks at other people that they are outside the dumpsters, and he say, "Oh, why am stinky? What you are stinky? You are in a dumpster. Of course you are stinky." These new followers are looking at him. They are outside. They didn't enter his dumpster yet. You know this big ramp, male sheep ramp. with big horns, moves with the female sheep, going here, going there. They follow him. He has a bell. He's cheating them. All these followers, sheep. Like we are, it's not female sheep, but like what happened in the outside world. They are following, and he is, his bell here is his voice that he twists to Turkish. He twists his voice to Turkish and speak, and then everyone, the sheikh is dressing him now. The sheikh is, what you say, Lipsushev dressed him. Listen, be with adab, and that he is looking from under. Where I can cheat now? What I can do now? Trick of shaitan. And these four murids are looking. He pulled them one after one to his dumpster, to the stable, because the ramp has a stable, one special one for him. So every day one sheep. Every day one sheep. Inside. If it is female sheep or male sheep, I don't know. Bring them in my dumpsters and my hazira. Shu hazira? In my area.
Pen.
Bring them in my pen. They belong to me. Havira. Where they keep the sheep. And rooster the same with the chickens. Cannot accept another rooster. They fight with each other. No, this is my territory. Don't approach here. Go somewhere else. Find more chickens outside. Yeah? Yeah. And when he begin to sing in the morning, he cannot sing on the floor. He has to jump on the highest branch, telling them, look how much I'm beautiful. Come to me, oh my beloved one. Cheating them. So they come happy. In turn, queue. Make a queue. One after one. Yalla, you? Okay, jump. Then send her to lay an egg. Jump. Send her to lay an egg. And one by one, laying one egg. One egg, one egg. Sometime he jumped two times on one chicken. She lays one egg with two yellow inside. Yolk. Two yolk.
Allah
Akbar. Allah Akbar. This is also in Tariqa, there is something like that, don't you? Make people happy. Not speaking like that to make people to understand, but don't do it. That's what is the sickness is. Means you are cheating them, not in the physical meaning you are speaking, but you are speaking in the spiritual meaning. You cheat your followers by throwing them into your dumpster. It's a dumpster. But you pull them, you brought them, take them out quickly. Take them to where they need to be done, to be taken. Give them the other station. Deliver them, like you have these carriers, big, like he fly them. These big carriers that take from one place envelopes or whatever, post, boxes or anything to another country, to another station, to another, from one station to another station, they deliver overnight. You have to deliver to your sheikh everything overnight. Don't keep it. Send it fresh. It's nice. Don't send it rotten. What the sheikh is going to do with it rotten? After you suck it, you suck it, you suck it, you suck it, and then you send it to the sheikh empty. And said the Sheikh, "Oh, my Sheikh, already I squeezed it." It's not the finish. Not happy. Like the juice, they have it in cans. And when you, not in cans, this paper one. Boxes. Yeah, they are less, not strong like boxes. They have special kind of
bags.
Bags. You, and then it shrink. It shrink. And finish. It's completely shrink. Then you come and say, "Oh my Sheikh, I give to you this as a present." And what I do with it? You shrink it all. You suck it all. You ate it. You left to me the bones. Now take the bones and go. This is what they do. All of us. Everyone. Ya Allah, forgive us.
Amen.
So this is the whisper of the shaitan in the heart of the Allah servant. Run away from it. Run from it. That is the sickness. That is the illness. That is the danger. That the epicenter of all oppressions and danger that you encounter as a senior murid or a normal murid in your life toward your Shaykh. Run away. Say, "I am a pebble, I am nothing, I better to me to hide." Don't be happy that you are a representative. Don't be happy. Try not to be. It's better, it's easier. Why to carry difficulties? You can, everything is open for you when you are not a senior, a representative. Representative, you are going to carry the burden of everyone. Allah is going to ask you why you cheated them. Prophet is going to ask you one day why you cheated the people. Your Sheikh, when you are dying, is going to ask you why you cheated them. "I kept quiet, Sheikh," I said, "I kept quiet. Prophet doesn't show anything. But now when you are dying, you are responsible." It's dangerous. Better now to be a chicken. Let the rooster be responsible. It's better to be a sheep. Let the ram be responsible. Don't go and be happy and go to say, "Well, you know, I have in my area, there is no someone doing zikr. Can I have ijaza?" "Yeah, of course. Give him. Let me see him, what he is going to do. Show him that he is going to fall, like what Iblis has brought Adam down." The Sheikh doesn't say no. He goes with you, with your will. Give him. "Kamran, can you write it to me?" "Yeah, of course. Come, come here. I write it for you." "Can you stamp it?" "I don't have stamp." "I make you a stamp." He goes and make him a stamp and come back. I say, "Sheikh, I have a stamp for you now." "Okay." "No, stamp it." "Can you sign it?" "Yeah, I can sign it." "Okay, give me the stamp." "No, I keep the stamp because I might fake one. Fake another one. Wherever I need one, I can stamp as much as I like. I fake your signature." This is what they are doing. All of us. We are faking our signature. We are faking our stamp. We are faking even notary public, what you call it. We are trying to do everything wrong. This is dunya of wrongdoings. That's why very, very few people reach maqam al-wilaya, the level of sainthood, because they are trustworthy. Rijalun sadaku ma'ahadullaha alayhi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rijalun sadaku ma'ahadullaha alayhi, faminhum man qadha nahbahu wa minhum man yantazir, wa ma baddalu tabdila.
Men means man or woman, but means here is those who kept their covenant with their Lord. They never changed. They are like pine tree, green in summer, green in winter, green in fall, green in snow, always green. Some of them they passed away, some of them they are waiting, never changed. These are few. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to those ones. We cannot be like those ones. But يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّابِتِينَ. All believers, have taqwa and be with these people. Because this is what is important. And may Allah bless our Shaykh, he is one of these people. May Allah give him long life. Bi hurmatil Fatiha.